Senior Story, Chapter 4, Inspections. After a night of little rest and much worry, Royal crowed at daybreak. "Move to the side of your eggs for inspection," he bellowed. Each hen held her breath, hoping that he would approve, though it was no use for those who had imperfect eggs. He said no kind words to those whose eggs were acceptable, but he had plenty to say to those who failed.
"Ha! You call that an egg? It's more like a gumball."
Peck, peck, went his sharp beak.
"Clumsy white leg. There's cracks all over this one."
Peck, peck. And then he saw Henrietta.
"Well, bird brain, where's your egg?"
I couldn't, please,"
is all Henrietta could get out before Royal took aim. His beak flashed, his eyes squinted. His target was Henrietta's head. He arched his neck back to deliver a deadly blow, but just before he struck her, Horse thrust his nose between them. Henrietta squawked and took flight, along with all the other terrified hens, into the chicken yard. Horse winced in pain.
"It looks like your inspections are over," he said softly.
Royal glared at him in amazement. He returned to his throne, but not without first glancing back to see Horse's tears. The farmer was stunned.
"Well, I never," is all he could say as he stared at a dozen spoiled eggs and a number of empty nests.
The chicken yard was full of frightened birds, scattering in mass confusion. Horse was dipping his nose in the water bucket, and only after several minutes did the farmer notice the puncture wound he had received. Royal was standing on his table, preening in front of the mirror, which did make the farmer laugh, but only for a second.
"An intruder," the farmer said to Horse as he examined his wound. "But how did they get in? Everything is varmint-proof, and what varmint would leave a hole in your nose like this?"
He was completely baffled. After treating Horse, he strolled through the chicken yard, throwing out feed to them. Only a few hens were calm enough to eat. The others kept glancing backward as though they were being pursued by some vicious enemy. Henrietta sat cowering behind a bush. The farmer walked slowly toward her and gently picked her up, holding her to his chest.
"What has spooked you so badly, little girl?"
He stroked her trembling body until she relaxed, and then stooped down and set her among the others. They gathered round him, and as he hand-fed them, they mellowed. Horse emerged from the barn, ambled over, and lowered his head, lending his comforting whiskers to the circle.